TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features space environmentalist Maura Bajwa, recorded live at TED 2019.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Let's talk retirement for a sec. To me, it feels like it's getting harder for people to reach their goals for the future. We hear about inflation, rate hikes, the changing market. Are we even saving enough? And things keep changing. Here's where Fidelity comes in. Whether you're saving for retirement or close to living in it, Fidelity can help you get where you want to go, no matter your path or what happens along the way. How? Well, they'll help you create a free personalized plan that adapts as your priorities change. They'll also show you what's called timely insights, small tips on ways to save and invest to help meet your goals. And you can monitor your plan so you can stay on target. The future's coming, and so is retirement. Get ready to take it on at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSC SIPC.
If you're struggling to keep up with all the latest innovations in tech and what they'll mean for your life, TED Tech has you covered. Get ahead of the curve with digestible downloads on some of the biggest ideas in technology, from AI and virtual reality to clean tech. Find TED Tech wherever you get your podcasts.
I am an astrodynamicist. You know, like that guy Rich Purnell in the movie The Martian? And it's my job to study and predict motion of objects in space. Currently, we track about 1% of hazardous objects on orbit. Hazardous to services like location, agriculture, banking, television and communications, and soon, very soon, even the internet itself. Now, these services are not protected from roughly 500,000 objects the size of a speck of paint all the way to a school bus in size. A speck of paint traveling at the right speed, impacting one of these objects could render it absolutely useless. But we can't track things as small as a speck of paint. We can only track things as small as, say, a smartphone. So of this 500,000 objects that we should be concerned about, we can only track about 26,000 of these objects, and of these 26,000, only 2,000 actually work. Everything else is garbage. That's a lot of garbage. To make things a little bit worse, most of what we launch into orbit never comes back. We send the satellite in orbit, it stops working, it runs out of fuel, and we send something else up. And then we send up something else, and then something else. And every once in a while, two of these things will collide with each other, or one of these things will explode, or even worse, somebody might just happen to destroy one of their satellites on orbit. And this generates many, many more pieces, most of which also never come back. Now, these things are not just randomly scattered in orbit. It turns out that given the curvature of space-time, there are ideal locations where we put some of these satellites. Think of these as space highways. Very much like highways on Earth, these space highways can only take up a maximum capacity of traffic to sustain space-safe operations. Unlike highways on Earth, there are actually no space traffic rules, none whatsoever, okay? Wow. What could possibly go wrong with that? Now, What would be really nice is if we had something like a space traffic map, like a Waze for space, that I could look up and see what the current traffic conditions are in space, maybe even predict these. The problem with that, however, is that ask five different people what's going on in orbit, where are things going, and you're probably going to get 10 different answers. Why is that? It's because information about things on orbit is not commonly shared either. So what if we had a globally accessible, open and transparent space traffic information system that could inform the public of where everything's located to try to keep space safe and sustainable? And what if this system could be used to form evidence-based norms of behavior, these space traffic rules? So I developed Astrograph, the world's first crowdsourced space traffic monitoring system at the University of Texas at Austin. Astrograph combines multiple sources of information from around the globe, government, industry, and academia, and represents this in a common framework that anybody can access today. But back to my problem of space traffic map, what if you only had information from the US government? What do the Russians think? That looks significantly different. Who's right? Who's wrong? What should I believe? What could I trust? This is part of the issue. In the absence of this framework to monitor space actor behavior, to monitor activity in space, where these objects are located, to reconcile these inconsistencies and make this knowledge commonplace, we actually risk losing the ability to use space for humanity's benefit. Thank you very much.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.